May I speak in the name of the God who was born, who lived, who died, and who was resurrected for our salvation. Amen. This is the second time in the last few months that angels will make their way into my sermon. Perhaps it's because of the mysteriousness of angels. I do love the mystery of Christianity. More likely, though, I'm drawn to their message right now. Be not afraid. People throughout Scripture are initially startled when they encounter an angel. I suspect I would be too. But the angel's refrain is always the same. Be not afraid. People are reassured and comforted each and every time. And the interaction in today's gospel that we just heard between the angel Gabriel and the Virgin Mary is no different. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. This be not afraid message seems to be resonating with my soul in 2020. For perhaps obvious reasons, as we live through a time that is indeed filled with great uncertainty and turmoil. Be not afraid. Many centuries before Mary was visited by Gabriel and invited to join God in bearing the Son of God, an ancestor of Jesus, King David, ruled Israel. In our first lesson from 2 Samuel, we're presented with this really interesting story. King David feels bad that he is living in such a splendid house, while God does not have an ornate or fancy physical place to dwell on earth, only a tent. No permanent building, no permanent temple. King David decides to build God a permanent temple, but God turns David's desires on their head. Listen again to the final verse of our lesson. The Lord declares to you that the Lord will build you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. King David wants to build God a house. And what is God's response? Okay, sure, but I don't really need your help. I don't need your buildings. I don't need your sympathy. I'm going to build you, David, you, humanity, a house. David's just trying to do his best to honor and respect God. And God says, thank you, but actually I'm going to do you one better. I'm sure King David probably didn't understand what God meant when he said that he would build him a house. King David already had a nice house, after all. And in fact, David would never live to see the day when those words were fulfilled centuries later. But fast forward through those centuries, and we find God with this complicated, extravagant, and beautiful plan of building a house for a descendant of King David, who happened to be both human and divine, a house not built with wood and stone, but a house built of flesh, bone upon bone, muscle upon muscle, cell upon cell. And this is the invitation we heard this morning given to the Virgin Mary. The invitation that she accepts to join God in building this house in which God can dwell on earth. This house is none other than the body of Jesus Christ, where God truly did dwell on earth. And in that house of Jesus' body, God would indeed establish King David a house and a kingdom that would be established forever. We are evidence of that, even here at St. Luke's. A part of the body of Christ, and indeed our very physical bodies are signs and evidence of God's presence dwelling in this world. What a profound shift from David desiring to make God a house to God saying, "No, I'll make you a house," to Jesus Christ, a body, a place for God and humanity to dwell together, to our own church communities, where the body of Christ gathers, to our very own bodies, our very own homes, each a very real place for God to dwell. This ancient history of King David wanting to build a physical house for God, I bring it up not just because it's a good story, but also because it is part of the larger story that Mary was herself rooted and grounded in. We don't know a whole lot about Mary's childhood, but we do know that she was Jewish. And so we can assume she was educated in the core beliefs of the Jewish faith. And that faith would have taught Mary a lot about God, about who God was, about how God keeps his promises, about how God is always looking out for his people, and about how at some point in the future, a Messiah would be born. So Mary didn't just blindly say yes to God's invitation. Mary knew God already, from when she was little. And I have to imagine this made it just a bit more easy for her to say yes without too much hesitation, to trust that God would be with her throughout the journey that she was beginning. Be not afraid. Mary, of course, would go on to give birth to Jesus, and we'll be hearing a lot more about that in just a few days. And when Jesus was himself a little boy, she would in turn teach him about that same Jewish faith. This relationship with God, this friendship with God, this being rooted in God, it happens to us too. When we have learned about God, when we have learned to trust God, when we have learned that God loves us and will always take care of us, just like I know all of us here at St. Luke's already have learned and indeed are learning day by day. And I wonder what is possible. I can imagine that just like for Mary, this makes it that much easier for us to say yes to God when God invites us, you and me, to help him out in building a place here on earth for God to dwell. To help God help those in need. To help God create a loving world where justice wins and where peace is found everywhere. Be not afraid. Back to the angels. We too can be like the angels in the sense that we too can proclaim that the Lord is with us. We too can proclaim, be not afraid. We too can be signs of God's presence in this hurting world. We too can appear in places where people are hurting and afraid, and hint those places are all over. We can join the angels in being God's messengers of peace, of hope, of love, and of joy. In these final days of Advent, may we sit with the assurance that God is with us. The divine visits an unsuspecting young girl named Mary, and the divine visits us today and tomorrow. May we in turn visit those around us, either safely with masks or with the gift of technology, with the good news that God is with them too, and that we too are being invited to make our lives, our bodies, and the communities around us places where God dwells, indeed a mansion for God to dwell, as the collect for today says. Places where God's peace and joy are made known, and where God's love rules hearts and minds. Amen.